to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
So this week, we got a couple things we want to chat about.
Yep.
We said that we're going to talk about underrated Disney movies.
Yes.
And also, there's a pretty big news item that happened this week.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal. Yeah, so we should probably spend some time talking about that, too.
I think so.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we get to that, though, we always talk a few things top of show. Brandon, what's your current nerd thing?
Well, it's not going to be related to the nerd thing that has been the last couple weeks, I can tell you that.
Yeah, that's...
We don't talk about that around here anymore.
It's too recent for us to be talking about that right now.
It's kind of boring, but I've just been enjoying the great outdoors and sitting in the sunshine, because we don't get to have that too much around
here.
So you got to enjoy it while it lasts.
So funny, because I was looking at pictures and like on Instagram and things like that that I've been posting about how it was snowing like a week ago, and now we had a heat wave for the past week. But yes, it's been like summer hot.
Summer hot.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
It's June and I'm a teacher, so, you know, that's just my entire existence right now. Although when I started teaching, it used to be that you always said you never saw me all of June, so it's, you know, a little bit better than that.
Yeah, you're used to the ups and downs, and you can plan it out a little better.
Yeah.
And
so I'm in my crazy marking, crazy planning, all that kind of craziness, especially teaching end of this year. Whew. So I don't know if that's like a positive nerd thing or not, but it's the thing that's taking all my time.
Yeah.
Also, what are you drinking?
Well, we're doing a morning recording, so it's the good old black coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Solid black coffee, yeah. We actually both are using Disney mugs today.
Ooh,
I mean, to be fair, we have a large quantity of Disney mugs.
I think they're mostly yours.
But... Yeah, they are. They really are. And I don't have near as many as, like, my mom has, like, a fantastic collection of Disney mugs. But yes, you have Nothing But Blue Sky, and it is Mickey, and I have a giant Piglet one.
Yeah, it's Mickey out enjoying the sunshine.
Oh, because nothing like blue sky.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. One more thing. We have been doing the last few weeks a little countdown for Loki coming out this week. This is the last episode where we have to do a countdown.
Yeah.
Because next episode we'll be reviewing the first spoiler free. We always do spoiler free.
Yeah, just first reaction.
Yeah, initial reaction. Because there are only 2 days left until Loki comes out.
Because Loki comes out on Wednesdays.
No, so I was lamenting. A student and I were always talking about like the Marvel shows that come out, and she'd make fun of me when I would stay up really late Thursday night. I have shorter days on Fridays, and I could just get through Friday. I can't do it Wednesday. Yeah,
but you're also not going to be working.
That's true. I only have to worry about it for a few weeks.
It's going
to
be a me problem.
Just the first few weeks is a me problem, and then after that, it's all you.
Well, we won't do it for the first few anyways.
That's right. When we get to the end, oh boy.
Yeah.
Yes, this is so exciting. 2 days. Woo! Loki countdown, 2 days. Looks amazing. I've been seeing a lot of merch.
Yeah, there's some really cool merch
for
it.
Oh, man.
Because it's got, like, the whole steampunky vibe with the TVA people.
Exactly.
And Loki, of course, has...
Well, Loki's awesome
in
and
of colors.
Himself.
Like
yeah.
Those Mickey ears, Loki-themed Mickey ears are amazing.
Yeah, the last pair of ears that I... Like, I like a lot of ears, but there's only been a couple pairs where I'm like, oh my god, I need those. One is, and is pointing at the Baby Yoda, well, Grogu now, but it was Baby Yoda when they came out, ears that are sitting right there. And now these ones. So I don't know how I'm going to get my hands on them, but I feel like I need to.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we have a pretty big news item. Disney A News Update. Big item. Avengers Campus officially opened. All the bells and whistles, da-da-da-da. Holy smokes. We've been watching a fair bit of the coverage and the initial reviews and,
well,
living
had,
vicariously.
They had a opening ceremony that was broadcast live on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff. And you can still watch that.
Yeah, you can head back to YouTube. It's on there.
They recorded it and it's actually really good.
So I may have cried.
They're
so good at pulling all the emotions out.
It's well edited, and you got clips from the movies, and you got clips from people like in the park participating and stuff like that.
And they had it interlaced with Walt's opening day speech, and I was just like bawling.
Yes, because Howard Stark, of course, in Iron Man 2 mostly is when you see him, he's very heavily based on that late Walt period when he's 50s, like kind of designing Disney worlds and talking about that.
All the images of him like leaning against his desk is literally what Howard Stark was.
Very, very heavily influenced, which is cool. And yeah, they intersperse that as well. Mm-hmm. And that music gets you.
Oh, man.
But yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, so I do have, even if you've been watching the coverage and things like that, if you haven't seen the opening ceremonies, I would actually recommend jumping on and watching it. It's not super, super long, but it does take you through some of the details. They have a few special guests show up, which is really cool. Got a little emotional there, too.
And it wasn't as cheesy. Like, we watched the similar thing they had for the Disney Wish.
Yeah.
And that was super cheesy.
It was. I still really liked it. But yeah, it's not the same tone at all.
No, it was a little... It was a little more watchable to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
But.
And it did another thing. So we've talked a few times about different things being applicable to, you know, adults as well as kids. But when they had people interacting, a lot of them, yes, they did have children and stuff interspersed, but a lot of them were young adults that were interacting with the land. And I think they're really trying to embrace this, hey, everyone, come hang out with the Avengers.
Yeah. Yeah. You may be a childless millennial, but you can still... do dance practice with the Dora Milaje or whatever.
Man, I got emotional watching that too. My goodness.
Yeah, so it's really cool. Like, it's just a small land.
It is.
They had Mission Breakout before, which is part of this, and then they have the new Spider-Man ride, and then they have the Doctor Strange show, which we finally got to see. And
yes.
And what did you think of that?
So we watched coverage from, if you were listening to our previous episode about some of our favorite YouTubers, we mentioned Ordinary Adventures.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched their coverage from Press Day.
Yes.
And that was kind of in the middle of the day. And I thought it was cool. I was surprised. And I said, like, it's basically like, okay, there's a big spoiler here. If you don't want to just skip ahead. So it's basically like a big magic show.
Yeah. The way I would compare it to kind of like, I don't know... Did Disneyland have anything like that? I saw a stunt show that was Indiana Jones themed in Disney World.
What I was kind of picturing ahead of time, and I'm not sure about this Indiana Jones one, was they used to do where Tropical Hideaway is now in Adventureland. They had like an Aladdin show.
Right.
But it was more geared for kids. Did you watch that?
I've seen clips. I didn't see the show.
It was actually really cool. Like you went in, you sat on carpets. It was very storytellery. But there were like stunt elements to it, but I don't think it would be as on the level of what you're describing.
Yeah, so the Indiana Jones one was a little bigger than that, and I think this one's a little smaller scale, like, because you're just kind of standing around, it's a little more little more casual, and it looks like a magic show, but there's some pretty cool special effects, especially at night. It looks like the lighting's going to be amazing.
So that was actually what I was thinking. The coverage we watched was the middle of the day, and we kept saying, like, this is going to be beautiful at night. We did see images and clips of it in the evening, and oh my goodness, I think we will think that, and everyone else will be thinking that too. It is going to be crazy, and standing room, like you're standing only, which personally I always have a bit of a problem with because I'm 5'2".
Yeah.
So, I mean, once we have full capacity and stuff, I think crowds are going to be a little nuts around there, but I do like that it's a little bit casual and
I'm
more attractive.
I'm assuming that they can have lots of shows. Like, it's not something that's hard to reset. And I would be curious to see what, like, in a post-pandemic world, what their actual capacity is for a show. Like, how many people they actually let into that little courtyard area.
Yeah. Because it's not like...
If it's jam-packed, it's probably not going to be super fun either. Like, you're standing, so, like, there's kids... can't see either. Like, you're 5'2", but kids are shorter than that.
Way shorter. So it reminds me now, but I was there when Fantasmic first opened, and it was literally like just you stand around.
Right.
And that's when you get into the problems of people standing for hours and hours and hours and sitting down in the middle. And so I think they, now that they've seen that happen with other shows and other things, I'm assuming they're planning for that, but I'm very curious to see how they do that. I think the courtyard area is beautiful.
Yes.
I think it's going to be more photo ops than anything.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if this really gets to the level of an attraction for me. I almost put it on the same level as, like, they had the stunt show on the side of the Avengers building by the Quinjet.
Yeah.
It's similar to that. Maybe a little more interactive.
Maybe, but...
Of course, the video we saw was from Media Day, and you have a bunch of press people there, and... they're just kind of like sitting on their hands and taking pictures, like not into it. So I think with a real crowd, it would have more good energy.
That's true.
But yeah, I think it's cool.
I thought it was kind of cool. I would agree with you. It's maybe I would put on the same level as something like that. Or like you're walking down Main Street, you're going to stop and watch the Dapper Dans.
Yeah.
Or something kind of like that. But it's more just like something showcasing the beautiful area.
Mm-hmm.
Is more what I'm thinking. And I'm also thinking with all those trees and everything in there, that's going to be pretty literally cool when it gets hot in the summer.
Yeah, there'll be some shade and...
So it's going to be popular for those kinds of reasons.
Yeah, and it also doesn't take up a whole lot of square footage.
I really like the theming there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The show, I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool. We also watch a lot of food.
Yes.
Reviews
so that,
and things like
that's
that.
Actually going to be one of the main attractions there.
Yeah, 100%.
They have the Pim's Test Kitchen, which is the big one.
Yes.
No pun intended.
And small.
Yeah. And there's a lot of good food there, and most of it's getting pretty good reviews as well.
Yeah, we've seen some mixed on a couple things, but nothing that's just been like, this is terrible. Except, I haven't seen a lot of good reviews about their breakfast. Their breakfast looks kind of underwhelming.
Yeah.
And I'm also like...
They don't have a lot of good themed stuff.
That's pretty much it. It's if you're there and it's breakfast time and you're hungry, here's some food, but really stick around another hour. The biggest thing I keep seeing, if you're going in the near future and you happen to be listening to this, man, mobile ordering, that first day, I think it was out in less than an hour.
For the entire day. Yeah.
So plan your food accordingly while they're doing the only mobile ordering. I would jump on that as soon as humanly possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The shawarma cart.
Oh, tons of great reviews for that.
It looks delicious and it's just perfectly themed and
I was so excited that there was going to be shawarma just because I liked that nod. But the detail they put into these carts are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I love it has like the newspaper clippings and everything like that. It was completely in world. And then both of the items, because they have like a chicken one and then like a falafel kind of style one.
Impossible falafel.
Yeah, that's cool. So both of them I keep seeing great reviews for. So I'm like, awesome. And the food is also amazing. And then the other one is the Terrain Treats, and I've seen some good... they have two items.
Terrain Treats.
I said Terrain, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not what it is. It's Terrain like Earth.
Yeah, like Earth. Like,
yeah, because it's outside of Mission Breakout.
Right. They reference that in Guardians of the Galaxy, like Peter Quill's a Terran, because that's what they call people from Earth.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's a common sci-fi term, actually. Mm. Yeah.
I was going to call you a nerd, but we are on a Disney podcast, so, you know.
Yeah.
Pot meat kettle.
we do a nerd thing every week.
Yeah, it's true. It's a whole thing. But, so I've seen a couple of mixed reviews for the one item. It's, I don't know what it's called, but it's like purple and has like...
Yeah, it's based on the Guardians of the Galaxy where the Power Stone was kept.
Yeah. So I've seen some people who love it and some people who are like, it's kind of underwhelming. It's just mostly looks cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an Instagram
thing. And then the other one is Churro. And apparently they're going to do five of these for the five Infinity Stones.
Six Infinity Stones.
Oh, I was thinking five other ones.
Yes. Five other ones.
Five additional ones after that. But they're starting with, it's green and it's pineapple flavored. And they're like churros. So.
A round twisty churro.
Yeah, exactly. And I've heard good reviews for that. You wouldn't like it. I'm sure I would.
No, yeah, but pineapple is not for me.
Pineapple is like one of my favorite things. So lots of good reviews about the food. I hear lots of great things about Web Slingers. We saw more information about the add-on kind of.
Hoo-wee!
Yeah, so we've talked about that. We don't need to talk about it in great
detail.
Bring
your wallet.
But yeah,
it's
if you want to go do this route, holy.
So... I was a little confused. I thought you could like pick and choose the one that you wanted, but you need the base item and then you pick and choose. So it's like a double dip.
Yeah, it's going to cost you some money.
It's like $60 to get a functioning add-on, I think. So kind of wild. I'm sure they're going to sell. So
yeah. Well, and that's, I don't know. It's such a balancing act because you don't want people to not get the full experience. And
I think as long as you can still super enjoy the ride, which I'm pretty sure you can, it's not a big deal.
That's the thing. Yeah. As long as you're not like, well, I'm missing all these components, then I mean, whatever, I spend your money, I say, as I wear my ears in my Loungefly bag.
Yeah,
but...
I might want one just so I can get a high score.
Yeah, because you're super competitive that way.
And laugh at all the children as they don't get a high score.
By children, do you also mean me?
Well, I don't need add-ons to be you.
That's 100% true. Don't.
And we haven't been avoiding spoilers for Web Slingers.
No, we haven't.
We haven't really watched a full ride through
or
anything either.
No, just little clips and stuff
that. But it looks fun, like, just giving her with your with your Spider-Man arms. Yeah. So, I don't know. It looks good, and they did... just about as well as they could with the area that
they used had. Their space really well. And I think the thing that's really standing out most to me here, which California Adventure suffered from when it opened and they've been basically rectifying ever since, is the theming here is nuts. It is crazy. They have, you know, cracked pavement in places that's supposed to be reminiscent of the Battle of New York. Where, oh, the trees, where there was the... Okay, go ahead.
That was one of the coolest small attention to details. So there's a building, and it's like an old Stark building.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a pipe at the foot of it, and it's like a drain pipe. But it says, danger, gamma radiation, and it's like green stuff coming out of it. But if you look really closely, there's trees along this building.
Mm-hmm.
And the one by the pipe of gamma radiation is a different type of tree. And it, so it looks like it's giant compared to all the other trees and swollen. And
in the center,
It's like, wow.
That's amazing.
That's really cool. And then there was the little mini merch pod that looked like basically Iron Man tech that, like, when he has his Hulkbuster suit and drops down the thing, it looked like that, and, like, the pavement was cracked around it.
That's amazing. Yeah. See, stuff like that, I love.
Just really cool.
Yeah. The one thing is, by the time we get to go, it's going to be pretty crowded there. They're going to be at full capacity, or I'm sure.
Yeah. But it won't be brand new either, so that'll help a little bit. But
so I do like knowing these details to look for them, because otherwise I think it's easy to miss them.
Yeah, when there's a bunch of people, it is tough to see cracked pavement.
Exactly. you said there was old Stark buildings and things like that. That's supposed to be the idea, is that it's like a repurposed area from...
Yes, so the whole idea is the campus originally was a top secret Stark facility back in the day, and they've turned it into this place to recruit new heroes.
Yeah, so that theming is really cool because you have some old vintagey stuff, but then you also have super new stuff because of course, being Avengers Campus. You can see old parking signs from Howard Stark and Peggy Carter and things like that. So definitely cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely watch your coverage on that. We've been loving it.
Yeah, and can't wait to go someday.
Someday. We're also going to spend a ridiculous amount of money, I'm sure, because the merch all looks amazing. Like, dangerously amazing. You want the sipper.
I really want the sipper. It lights up.
Yeah.
The Infinity Stones in it light up. And I don't know how practical it is, but it just looks really cool.
Not at all, but it looks very cool, and I support you in this. Okay, so that was a pretty big news item.
Yeah.
Yeah, like really, really top news. We've got a couple other little news items that we want to mention, and these ones are more movie-focused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disney Plus movie focus kind of thing. Yeah,
exactly. We're talking movies for our main segment, so let's make this work. last week we talked about having just watched Cruella. That was our first premiere access that we paid for.
Which is super easy to do.
Yeah.
And a decent value for a brand new theater level experience.
Totally. For us, we don't have the option of going to theaters just yet. We're very close. Like
very,
days,
very close.
Days away they can open. But not all of them are, and of course not capacity, and we don't have one in our town. So this is like a seriously viable option.
I wonder when Black Widow tickets are going to go on sale.
Good question.
I'm seeing that in theaters.
No, we're seeing that in theaters. Yeah. Absolutely. There's not even a question that we will drive to go see that in theaters.
But I digress.
Okay, so we liked Cruella quite a bit. Well, word is, there's a part two in production.
Early production, yeah. They haven't announced it or anything like that yet, but...
all the sources say it's coming.
I wonder if they're going to get to the puppy killing part in this next one, like...
When they first announced Cruella and you saw those first little clips, that was the first time I had heard of it, just during that crazy Investors Day meeting thing. I was excited for this immediately. This one, I'm like, I don't know what else they're going to do with the story that makes me like it.
Yeah.
They ended on a really good note, so...
Oh, a strange note.
It was strange.
But...
It was definitely strange. And like you said, there are definitely some loopholes and things, but I feel like if you just go through and try and close all those, I don't know. I'm not sure on this. I'll watch it. I might really like it, but I'm not sure. That's in the works, apparently.
In the works.
Mm-hmm. And then the other Disney news we wanted to talk about, Disney Films, speaking of premiere access.
Raya and the Last Dragon just became free on Disney Plus on same day as Avengers Campus opened, actually.
Right. So we had talked about watching Raya premiere access. We just never got around to it, quite frankly. And then it was going to be free. So what did you think? We watched this last night.
The animation is absolutely gorgeous. And I think the side characters probably make this movie. It's kind of almost like a, well, it's a it's a traditional Hero's Quest type situation, yep. and you pick up your friends along the way.
It's true.
And you all become better people at mm-hmm. the end type of thing. That's
with
fine.
With the overall theming going
yes,
on.
Yes, yeah. But beautiful animation, pretty good voice acting. My mm-hmm. favorite part was Benedict Wong.
Oh, yes.
As Tong.
Yes, Tong is amazing,
yeah,
by the way.
Hilarious. And like,
also, I like Benedict
and like,
Wong.
I recognized his voice and was like, that's gotta be. And like, yeah, they're actually reusing a lot of Marvel and Star Wars people in these
that's
movies.
That's really cool.
So, yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
I couldn't get over how beautiful it was.
Yeah,
like, it was just really beautifully done.
Really, really good animation.
And I'm always a fan of, like, a kick-ass female character. So that probably hits home a little bit more for me. There were, you know, some places where it could have been, like, a little stronger. I was kind of hoping for amazing, and I thought it was almost amazing.
Yeah.
But the animation is beyond amazing, so that makes up for everything in my world.
Beautiful animation, plot maybe a little too predictable, but...
Yeah, but it's also an animated kids movie,
exactly,
you know,
yeah.
So,
yep.
I mean, the last couple animated things we've been able to see they've been Pixar, really. And Pixar hits differently for adults than kids, and Disney hits differently for kids than adults, so...
Yeah. It's definitely a kids movie, but, no, solid.
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. Definitely I highly recommend on this one.
Yeah, it's not a waste of your time.
Absolutely not.
No.
Very happy I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I wouldn't have been disappointed paying Premiere for it, though. Like, I wouldn't have been upset about that.
The three premieres have been Mulan,
yeah.
Raya, and then Cruella.
Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't pay for Mulan.
Yeah, yeah. I liked it fine, but I was glad watching watch it free.
And I wasn't super sad that we missed out on seeing Raya early, but if I had seen it, I wouldn't have been like, oh, that was a waste of money either.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Basically, I think we did it the right order.
I think so. Yeah.
Anything else to add for news?
I think that's it.
Well, it's lots of news today.
Yeah, lots of news. Busy news.
Yeah. Okay, so that's probably a great spot to pause for a break if you're listening to us on Magic of the Mouse Radio.
Yeah. Let's do some ads. What's in the bag?
It's not a head, it's just content.
Oh.
Ah. Disney A grab bag. All right. 4 weeks, months, we have been promising, not threatening.
Threatening.
You always say threatening. It sounds so menacing. to talk about underrated Disney movies. So I had a little peek around because I put out on Instagram and Facebook and things like that about what everyone else's choices were for underrated Disney movies. And so I just wanted to quickly run down the list. Some might be the ones you're choosing. Some might be the ones I'm choosing. We each have picked three. So this is what other people have said. First of all, I want a special mention to Lindsay, who is an awesome regular listener.
Yep.
Because she mentioned her three, but then she also did live action, musical, and non-musical. And yeah, so she had different categories.
I did not do that much homework.
But she had different categories. And so I was like, well, that was great. I want to save those ones for future episodes. But I wanted to mention her three. Frank and Weenie, great choice. Tarzan and Hercules were her three choices. And some of those showed up. These are all the ones that everyone else mentioned. Sword in the Stone, Treasure Planet, Emperor's New Groove, Oliver and Company, Meet the Robinsons, Princess and the Frog. I don't know if you can say that's underrated anymore. They're getting their own attraction. Maybe starting now to get some recognition.
Yeah, I don't know. That is a tough one. It did also kill off hand-drawn animation, but...
Also that. Well, it was kind of dying and they tried. Bolt, Wreck-It Ralph, Big Hero 6, Emperor's New Groove. Oh, wait, that was on there twice. Sorry. Hercules.
It's just that underrated. Just,
everyone was mentioning
that,
it.
That is the biggest hipster. Like, I don't even know if you can say that's underrated now.
Well, that was the other thing.
It's like always number one on the underrated list. So,
Hercules, Rescuers Down Under. I know we don't agree on that one. Mm. Great Mouse Detective, A Goofy Movie, Tarzan, Black Cauldron, The Good Dinosaur, and Atlantis. Do you know I haven't seen two of these? I guess that's pretty underrated then.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen
Meet the Robinsons.
And The Good Dinosaur.
And The Good Dinosaur. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, some of these I was like, oh yeah, that clearly is underrated if even I haven't seen those two because I'm kind of a Disney nerd.
Yeah.
All right. So those are the ones that we got. We each picked three underrated ones. I'm sure I know one of the ones on your list, but I don't know the other two. We haven't discussed this and we're not going to do this in any order.
Yeah. We're just going to scattershot it and... talk about it.
That sounds good.
I don't know. Free flow.
Yeah, all right. Sounds good.
Do you want to start with the one that you know I'm going to say?
Okay, because it's on my list too.
Okay.
Yeah, the most underrated Disney movie, period.
Yeah, Great Mouse Detective.
100%.
It's just a really good movie.
Really, really is.
And it was done on a low shoestring budget after Black Cauldron face planted. So it's awesome. It's based on classic literature, but with like that Disney twist.
Totally.
And the characters are great. And even that low budget animation actually works really well. Mm-hmm. They have the first CGI in there.
That's right. Hey, there's trivia for you.
Well, we have talked about that
before. But if you weren't listening.
Yeah. So it works really well. And I absolutely adore it. It's probably one of... up there with my most watched Disney movies from when I was growing up as well.
I watch it a fair bit. I don't know if it would be one of my most watched, but now if I were sitting down to rank like my top 10 favorite or something like that, it would definitely be on the list. I agree. This is criminally underrated. It is fantastic. And growing up, I was a sucker for a good princess movie. You don't have a princess here, but there's some great characterization. It is super fun. It's a little bit emotional. It's all the Disney magic. And I almost didn't want to pick it because I knew it was going to be on yours, but when you're talking the most underrated Disney movie, it's this one. So
yeah,
it had to be.
I think it is underrated because you say it's not a princess film.
Yeah.
And it's not a musical.
And it came out at a weird,
like
when those things weren't being appreciated kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Like you said, right after Black Cauldron, they were trying to do some weird stuff. Some of it didn't work. This one did, but it got lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
Which is
too bad, but that's okay. I can appreciate it for myself.
Yes.
Then.
And Toby.
Yeah.
There's Toby.
Yeah.
So good.
And it's not a musical, but the Ratigan song is pretty fantastic.
Yeah, so it's not a full musical, but there is that song. Yeah. And great villain. Absolutely great villain. Next fall, we did a little bit of villain talk. Mm-hmm. This last one, we're going to rank villains. We haven't done that yet. And Ratigan's going to get on this list.
Definitely. Cool.
Yeah, okay. So what would be your next one?
How about you go? How about you pick one?
All right. Because I know you disagree with this one, like, adamantly.
We agree on Great Mouse Detective.
We do. You are going to disagree on this one.
Okay, probably.
Okay. Pocahontas is very underrated. And I'm going to tell you why. No, I'm going to tell you. Yes. I'm going to tell you why.
Is it though?
Yes. This was probably one of my favorite. If it wasn't my favorite, it was like tied for or like second on the list. Favorite growing up. I was just getting to be like where a lot of kids felt like they were growing out of like the princess movies. And I never did. But this one came along and there are some serious problems with it.
Oh,
like,
wow. Yeah.
Especially historically and everything. Don't get me wrong. I'm a sucker for the Cinderella transformation and give me a good classic princess one. But I wanted a princess who, like, wasn't super passive, even when I was a kid. So my favorites, I loved Beauty and the Beast. She's not super passive. I liked Little Mermaid. She is, you know...
She's dumb, but she's not passive.
Exactly. I loved Pocahontas. And then I liked Hunchback of Notre Dame because Esmeralda, like, tries to save everyone. So I liked those. And Pocahontas was probably my favorite. I loved, the animation was beautiful.
So, like, I understand why you like it, but I'm struggling with the underrated part.
Oh, so the reason I think it's underrated is because it was what I think was the last of the Renaissance ones.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was the last, it gets overshadowed by everything else. And I don't think it was underrated when it came out. I think it's underrated now. Because
kind of
even
forgotten about.
That's what I think. When it came out, it was huge. So it wasn't underrated then. I think I'm arguing it's underrated now. It gets forgotten about all the time. You can't ever get any merch for it. She usually doesn't get included in the princess lineup. It seems like, and maybe it's because of the historical and cultural problems with it, that they want to like forget about it. It is completely forgotten about now, and I think it needs to get more credit for it, for what it was.
Okay.
I don't care. I love it.
Yeah, never really cared for Pocahontas. Also don't think it's very underrated, but...
It's underrated now. When was the last time you heard about Pocahontas other than me talking about it?
I don't know. She was in Wreck-It Ralph 2 with all the other princesses.
In the background.
Yeah, well, whatever.
My goodness. You know how they do at the very end of Fantasmic when the Mark Twain comes around and it has all the characters waving? She was on the very front of it, waving at everyone the very first time I saw it, and I love that, and she's not there anymore.
Mm.
She doesn't walk around very much anymore. She used to be able to find her in Frontierland. She's forgotten about.
Mm.
She's underrated now. And Grandmother Will is awesome. Okay, what's yours?
Well, I'm going to go a little more modern. Mm-hmm. It hasn't had the time to be forgotten like yours, but I am going with Big Hero 6. I think this is, like, I really like Wreck-It Ralph,
mm-hmm.
and that one might be a little underrated as well. Like, mm-hmm. it's on a lot of underrated lists, but Big Hero 6 is just awesome. It's a superhero movie, but it's also, like, just a good traditional Disney animated kids movie.
Yep.
I don't know. I love Baymax.
Yeah, Baymax is amazing.
I know we agree on that one.
Yeah.
And, like I say, Wreck-It Ralph, similar.
Oh, yeah.
Similar in theme and time period, mm-hmm. but Wreck-It Ralph has gotten a sequel, and there's not even rumblings of a Big Hero yeah, 6 sequel, so.
That's true, which it was, like, lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
Which is criminal, because Baymax is amazing.
Yeah, it's just a perfect character. Like, and they do sell quite a bit of Baymax merch.
Because he's amazing. But the movie itself, I totally agree. It is underrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, well, I wonder, like, they're trying, I don't know, like, did it get lost in a superhero shuffle,
yes,
maybe?
I think so. Because it is based on a Marvel comic, and they just focusing on the live action Marvel stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Great movie choice. Mm-hmm. That's such a good one. Okay, so it was tough for me to pick my third option here, because I do agree Big Hero 6 is very underrated, and Wreck-It Ralph was on my list and everything like that. Treasure Planet, Atlantis. But I'm actually going to go, because we talked about this one a couple episodes ago when we were talking about, as part of our Victoria Day episode, when we were talking about summer movies. I am saying that Goofy Movie is incredibly underrated. And I'm saying that because I forgot about it.
Yeah.
And then I watched it, I was like, oh my God, how did I forget about this? This is amazing.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, I mean, you had all those 90s, you had like Goof Troop and stuff like that. And I think people just thought it was like a direct-to-video, longer cartoon kind of thing.
Yes.
And it's a million times better than that. So that's why I'm going to say it's underrated.
Yeah, I would say that's definitely underrated. The quality is more than you would expect it to be.
Yeah, and it was kind of when they were coming out with all these sequels and stuff, too, and so it definitely got, like, just shoved into that category. It's way, way better. It is getting to be a little bit of a hipster thing now,
yes.
though. Basically, we can thank all us childless millennials for this, and the love of all things 90s.
Yeah, when they grew up in the 90s and they are remembering their childhood. Yeah. Like,
I mean,
yeah,
heck,
cool.
There's a Powerline Loungefly bag right now. Very underrated. That one's mine, and with, I mean, like you said, we've had a heat wave and everything like that. And this is also my quintessential summertime movie pick. So that's on my mind.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. I know you said your third choice was a weird one.
I'm going off the board with this one.
Okay.
But I'm gonna argue this quite well, actually.
Is that what you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
This one's not actually technically a Disney movie.
But we're doing Disney animated.
No. Not.
Okay. We couldn't even pick Pixar or like partly animated, because I was going to say Pete's Dragon.
No, so it was supposed to be a Disney movie.
Okay.
It was going to be Disney's first computer animated movie. They bought the rights to this
mm-hmm.
in 1982.
Mm-hmm.
And John Lasseter,
mm-hmm.
who then founded Pixar.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Computer animated tie in there.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Was working on it, and then he left Disney. But this underrated movie is The Brave Little Toaster.
I loved that movie. That was so good.
And they went on to make it, and it was pretty successful. And then there's two sequels that are actually Disney movies, and you can watch them on Disney Plus right now.
There are sequels?
Yeah.
Brave Little Toaster?
Brave Little Toaster Goes to Mars, and Brave Little Toaster to the Rescue or something. But yeah, they're both on Disney Plus. I just checked. The original is not, because it's not a Disney movie, but the sequels are.
Well, Anastasia looks like a Disney movie, isn't a Disney movie,
right.
has now been bought, and is now on Disney Plus.
Right.
Maybe it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, maybe just a matter of time. But a whole bunch of eventual Pixar people worked on this one. And I watched this movie a ton. It's got some scary bits in it, mm-hmm. and some good music as well.
It feels like a bit of a Disney movie too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because
it kind of was.
Because it kind of was. Yeah, no. You're cheating on this one.
No way. It was owned by Disney, and the sequels are Disney, and I don't know. I think it was so underrated of a Disney movie that Disney couldn't even get it out the door.
Nice try.
Yeah. Brave Little Toaster.
Nice try. But no cigar. So you're trying to tell me I had so much trouble trying to narrow mine down, and you had to go off Disney just to pick one?
Well, I didn't want to. I didn't want to pick the common things that are all Oliver and Company's underrated.
Well, Oliver and Company is underrated.
And stuff like that. So I wanted to...
Have you ever watched Atlantis or Treasure Island? Treasure Planet.
I have, yes. I think there's a reason they failed. They're fine. The animation is mostly the stars of those. Mm-hmm. Especially Treasure Planet. I didn't think it was a great movie, but the animation is outstanding.
Yeah.
Like, that might be one of the best just pure animation, hand-drawn animation movies ever.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was just wondering about that, because those were the other two I was thinking about picking. So that is... Yeah, I thought I knew you were gonna go Big Hero 6. I knew you were gonna go Great Mouse Detective, and I thought you were gonna go Wreck-It Ralph because I know how much you love that. You cheated for your third.
I did not. I went off the board, but it was a good discourse.
I appreciate your reasoning.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I appreciate that movie. I love that movie.
Yeah.
I hope they do put it on Disney Plus.
I would assume that it's, I don't know who owns it now and everything, but with the sequels on there, I was surprised to that the original wasn't.
Give it time. So it's a different, completely different type of movie, but I'd mentioned Anastasia.
Mm-hmm.
And that one I loved, loved growing up. And a lot of people thought it was Disney.
Oh, yeah.
And, which, I mean, yeah. And when they put it on Disney Plus, on all the social media, people came out of the woodwork being like, oh my god, I loved this movie, oh my... And it went crazy. I'm wondering if Brave Little Toaster's kind of maybe underrated, but you'd be shocked at how many people actually loved it.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of more... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Oh, good one. But good one.
It's been years. I should watch that movie again.
Yeah. Maybe that's another thing with some of these, with that one, is they're harder to find.
Yeah.
I did really appreciate when I was going through the list of other people's recommendations, and Lindsay mentioned Frankenweenie.
Yeah. Oh, Frankenweenie.
That is super underrated.
Frankenweenie is amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's just a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not get its due. But...
No. And then, yes, Tarzan and Hercules also. She mentioned them, but those showed up a lot on all mine as well. And you keep saying you've never seen Hercules. So we are going to watch Hercules soon.
Yeah.
We're getting up to that time period in our decades look. So then you're going to be watching it then.
Okay.
Say, great lists. Great lists. Cheated, but great lists. Anything else to add underrated?
I mean, you mentioned it. I don't know if it was in your list at the beginning, but Hunchback, I think, is certainly on a lot of underrated lists. I don't think I've seen that one all the way through either.
That's criminal. I loved that one.
It looks good.
Pocahontas came out, and then Hunchback came out right after, and it was right when the Renaissance was, like, dwindling, so that one does get ignored a lot. And again, that one is beautiful, but it's really dark. I know people whose, like, parents wouldn't let them watch it growing up and things
like
that.
Well, I mean, it's a dark story, so...
Exactly. And when we talk villains, I don't know if he's the best villain, but he is by far the most evil, Frollo.
Yeah.
And also, like, realistic.
Yeah.
Which is just also evil.
People are evil.
That's a happy little thought. Okay, so, heading back to trivia, we're going to do something a little bit different with this one. I want to review my trivia questions I asked you last week, first of all.
Okay.
And then...
You're going to do something a little different.
We're going to do something a little different. Yeah. But before we get to the something a little different...
Cool.
Trivia. I asked you, well, we were talking about cruising, and then we also spent some time talking about Cruella. So those were the kind of... It was a mishmash of questions for trivia. My first question to you is, why was the new upscale dining restaurant on the Wish named 1923? This is what you said.
It's when he arrived in California to make his mark on the movies or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. The reason that they...
Sort of, not really.
Yeah, no, well, yes and no. So the reason that they give on the site is because it was when, Disney was, like, the company was founded. But it is also the year when Walt showed up. And, I mean, it was all part of the same time. So I'm giving this one to you.
Okay, well, yeah, it's actually kind of funny because he had another animation company that failed horribly and he was, like, kind of running away to California.
Yeah. Sure did.
I found that kind of hilarious.
Yeah, I like that stuff, though. It's, like, makes him seem more human.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that kind of thing. Okay, and then my next two questions were about 101 Dalmatians because of the Cruella movie. My next question was... How many puppies do Pongo and Perdita have in the original 101 Dalmatians movie? Like naturally, how many? This is what you said.
Let's say a dozen.
Okay, so your second, you kind of guess did twice.
It was a lot. Mm-hmm. That's too many.
Yes. So
Perdita would not be walking around the next day. That would be a very traumatic birth experience for her.
So you thought 12 was a little insane. It was actually 15.
Yeah, that's...
And then 14, and then 15 again.
That's too many. Yeah. Like, with that a big of a litter, losing one would not be surprising whatsoever.
No,
so,
not at all. Yeah. But lucky came through. Mm-hmm. But, okay, well, anyway, I have a theory as to why they had so many puppies. If you watch the Cruella movie, that might have something to do with it at the end there.
Yeah.
And then I loved this piece of trivia. So my third question was, in the original 101 Dalmatians movie, like the animated, Horace and Jasper are actually brothers. I asked you, what was their last name? And it was kind of, they have all this, I mean, Cruella de Vil, like, they, names are a thing in this. This is what you said.
Damon.
Good guess. I kind of didn't mind where you were going with this.
Yeah.
You had the right idea.
Yeah.
But their last name is actually Baden, like Baden. Bad one. B-A-D-D-U-N. Jasper and Horace Baden.
They're a couple Badens.
They're a couple Badens. And I thought that was hilarious. Okay. We're not going to do trivia.
Yeah. We're going to try something different.
We're going to try something different because I've been asking, just out on Instagram and things like that, for people to ask us some questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought today would be a good day to answer some of those.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I don't know the...
No,
I
you
not,
don't.
I have not read these questions.
Are you married?
Yes.
To each other. Yep.
Yes. Also yeah, that. Also yes. That. Yep.
Easy answer. Yay, we got one right.
Yay.
So favorite movie. I don't know if this was like a Disney movie or not. They just asked favorite movie.
Favorite movie? Okay. I can do that.
Yeah, go for it.
Ghostbusters.
Nice.
Yes. I've struggled with this over the years. I have a strong number two.
Which is? With
Jurassic Park.
Yep.
Yes, I've settled on Ghostbusters.
Nice.
Slightly ahead.
Nice.
Very slightly.
Mine changes, but my standard answer is usually Dirty Dancing.
Mm.
It's kind of... I don't even know if this is technically my favorite movie, but it's impossible for me to not be happy watching it.
Right.
I can quote it. I love it. It's kind of like the equivalent of like a cup of tea or something. It's just comforting for me to watch.
Yeah.
So I love that one. Although I will say Beauty and the Beast is probably my second favorite. What would you say for your favorite Disney movie?
Probably Great Mouse Detective, honestly.
Oh, good. Yeah, nice.
I liked Little Mermaid and Lion King and Aladdin a lot as well. And Beauty and the Beast for sure. But yeah, no, I think Great Mouse Detective.
Favorite Disney character?
Probably Sebastian.
Oh, good show. Oh, and... voice actor who played Sebastian just passed away
that's
a couple weeks ago.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I didn't know that.
He tries so hard and he does his best and he just gets so fed up with everyone.
Can't win no matter what.
Yeah. No. He's cool. Yeah. Nice. There's some good ones in there, but yeah.
Mine's easy. Mine's Piglet. Love Piglet. Mm. Okay, so this one was actually not on our Q&A section, but it was a response to a story I posted on Friday about watching Hamilton again. And it was, are we going to purchase the In the Heights at home to watch? So this is an HBO Max movie that's coming out. And if you don't know, In the Heights is the movie adaptation of Lin-Manuel Miranda's first big Broadway hit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then Hamilton was the next one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to see it. I don't know how we will see it, but we will see it.
Yeah, we'll see it. We don't subscribe to HBO Max, so I don't know. Maybe we will. In Canada, it's Crave TV.
Yes.
Gives you the HBO Max content or most of it, or I don't know the specifics, we might subscribe to that. I don't know. There's some stuff on there that I wouldn't mind seeing.
Yeah, we've mentioned a few times.
We were kind of overloaded with streaming services already between Netflix and Amazon and Disney Plus.
True.
But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. We will watch it. I don't know when and I don't know how.
I'm hoping,
and it looks awesome.
I'm hoping it's successful. I wouldn't mind seeing some more musical Broadway adaptations into actual movies. I liked Hamilton being filmed as a Broadway play and just filming the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like the movie adaptations as well. And Cats was real close to killing that off. So if this is not successful, then you're gonna go into some dark times again.
Yeah, it does. It looks like we've just seen the trailers and it looks really good. So fingers are crossed here. on a little bit of a different note, if it's not Disney, but if you're a fan of Disney, you probably also like Shrek. You can see, well, at least right now you can, for a while now you've been able to see a filmed stage production of Shrek the Musical on Netflix.
Yeah, so, is that still on there?
Yeah.
No,
that was surprisingly good.
Yeah, it was really enjoyable.
Yeah, so I liked that one. Okay, oh, this is going to be tough for you. What's better, Star Wars or MCU?
Oh, yeah, that is a tough one, and I've been asking myself that the same questions. Mm-hmm. Like, Star Wars has so much more history,
yeah,
and all that, but I think I get maybe a little more excited for new Marvel movies than new Star Wars movies these days. I don't know, but Mandalorian's gone a long way to making me excited for Star Wars again. Mm-hmm. So
we'll see.
They're fighting it out.
Yeah, I think better is a hard word.
Yeah,
more important would be Star Wars.
Oh,
More significant to like society and pop culture and everything would be Star Wars. Better, more enjoyable, probably MCU.
MCU is more consistent.
That's a good way to say, yeah.
There's been 23 MCU films released to date. There's like 1.5 bad ones.
Yeah, and I didn't particularly like them, but I wasn't like, oh, this is bad.
Yeah.
It was more disappointing because they did so well with everything else.
Whereas, like, the prequels, they're becoming kind of a cult classic type of thing, but they're not great.
Mm-hmm.
And the sequels, I like good parts of them, but they're so disjointed that there's a problem there. That there's only been 9 mainline
ones.
Star Wars movies.
Yeah, you also have Solo and Rogue One, of course.
And Rogue One's great, but...
Rogue One is amazing. I know, it's a tough one. I've asked you, and I saw this on here, and I was like, oh, you're not going to be happy with that.
No, I am happy with it, because it's...
We could probably do a full episode analyzing and, like, point by point going through.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, I could. Okay. Oh, how long have you been together?
A long time.
Good answer. We've been married coming up on 8 years.
Yeah.
And we were together quite a while before that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we met our first class of our first day in university.
That was literally the next question. Oh. How did you meet?
Oh.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have mind powers.
Mind power. Nice. Mind powers. And that was in 2003.
Yes. Fall of 2003.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why? Man, that was a long time ago. We're old.
It's true. Yeah. Why did you start a podcast?
You wanted to talk about Disney. Oh, I mean, we basically talk like this all the time.
It's true.
And so we're like, I don't know.
Yeah. We were listening to podcasts and watching a lot of YouTube, and we're like, we do this anyway.
Yeah. And we were all excited to go to Disneyland, and then the pandemic happened.
And there was no hockey on.
And there was no hockey on, and so we had the time. And...
Yeah. We actually talk about this in our first episode, if you want to go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
Shout out for that.
Good little short intro episode, so you can find out about that.
And I actually like that we have scheduled time to, like, nerd out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, we talk about this anyway, but it's kind of like everything else. If you don't put it on the calendar, you don't always do it.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, WandaVision or Falcon and the Winter Soldier? I was laughing at this because I think you might be replacing this with Loki soon, but
I might.
As the two that stand out.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah. We talked about this recently, actually.
I like them both. If I had to choose one, this one's pretty easy. It's WandaVision, 100%.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Falcon and the Winter Soldier, but I wasn't like on pins and needles waiting for the next episode every week. I was just like, yeah, that's cool. We're going to watch another one. WandaVision was gripping.
Yep, I 100% agree. I love Falcon and Winter Soldier much more than I thought I was going to. WandaVision is in like my list of top 3 favorite shows of all time. You said you were like an addict waiting for the next one. Yep, so definitely WandaVision. Best and worst thing about doing a podcast together. Oh.
Is there a worst thing?
I don't think so. So the best thing is, like, you have scheduled time to, I get to hang out with, like, my favorite person and talk about some of my favorite stuff. So, and I get to do that all the time.
Aww.
Worst thing, I think the only like really, and it's not really a negative thing, is just like a reality of it, is when you're doing something with someone else, like scheduling happens.
Yeah, we gotta like find the time. Sometimes you don't feel great and you don't want to record, like, especially when we're like talking about a show that happens during the week, like comes out on Friday, you only have like that small window to do it. Sometimes you don't feel like doing it right then, so then you have to have black coffee in the morning and record
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Like, so we're recording this Sunday, and now I will be editing and everything like that immediately after, so it can come out Monday. So there's just, like, more time constraint. I think, for me, that's really the only negative thing. What do you think?
Yeah, that's about it. I mean, it's... You do all the hard work of editing and stuff, so it's not really...
I find that stuff enjoyable.
Yes, and you do a good job, so...
Thanks. Favorite trip you've done?
Ooh, yeah. I've been really fortunate and gone on lots of good traveling destinations.
Especially for, like, we're fairly young for
how. Yeah, so, I mean, I had the traditional Euro trip as part of a class trip. You had one as well.
Yeah.
I also got to go to New York as part of my high school band.
I really want to do it one day.
And saw Beauty and the Beast on
Broadway.
Yeah,
I know. Yes.
that was great. And I got to go to Disney World with my parents when I was a teenager, but it was not too cool for school, so I enjoyed it greatly. But I think probably our most recent trip, the riverboat cruise, was my favorite. Like, it was a long, long vacation, which was really nice. Mm-hmm. And we got to see a whole heck of a lot of stuff. I liked our Italy tour as well.
Yeah.
And my trip down to California with my dad, where we went to Disneyland and Comic-Con was really... So I don't know. It's really hard to say.
Yeah.
But maybe it's recency bias. And the fact that it was, like, the last big thing we did before the pandemic, I don't know. The river cruise was fantastic,
nice.
And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, nice. I really, really enjoyed that one, too. I've also been able to travel a lot. We've done a few tropical and things like that. We were married in the Dominican, even. And I did Disneyland with my family quite a few times growing up. And one time your trip with San Diego with your dad, we got to meet up at Disneyland.
Yeah, it just happened that we were both there.
Yeah, I did. I've done, you know, West Coast a little bit. We did Toronto, things like that. I did get to do Europe in high school. And then, of course, we did the river cruise. My favorite, though, is probably going to be Italy.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. I mean, Italy was great.
I absolutely love Italy. I went when I was in grade 12 as part of that big Europe trip, and I fell in love with Venice. Italy's, like, in my heart or something like that. I don't know what it is, but...
Italy as a country, I would recommend for people as their, like, first international destination. 100%. If you can enjoy Italy, you're probably not going to enjoy anywhere else.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, yeah, I don't know. It's an easy country to get around in. Mm-hmm. Like, the language barrier is not too bad.
Right. The food's all amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. Like, the weirdest thing is going to be, like, your squid ink pasta or something.
Yeah.
But you don't have to order that. Like, food's easy and delicious, and people are quite friendly.
Yep.
And
everything is beautiful.
And, yeah, it's just really,
there's
really
a
nice.
Huge variety in where you're at. Everything's beautiful. It is, any of those big tourist centers, you worry about, like, pickpockets and stuff, but there's not really violent crime or anything.
Yeah, violent crime is not really a thing
there.
That's
because Italians are too happy.
Yeah.
Because they live in Italy.
They live in Italy, and it's
your biggest problem is going to be it's expensive.
Yeah. Definitely expensive. But
so is all of Europe.
That's the way she goes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough, though. Like, I love traveling, and I miss
it,
and we're going to do it again.
Tough to pick, yeah.
Who gets trivia right more between you and I? You.
It depends on the trivia, but I guess.
Usually you.
Music trivia, you would kick my butt up and down the street. Music is, like, my one blind spot for pop culture.
Yeah.
I probably would lose to you in, like, Shakespearean trivia, but I would do better at it than music trivia.
Fair.
So
yeah. So you are probably the smartest person I have ever met, and you have, like, it all locked away in your brain somewhere. We're just like, oh, well, that's this random fact. How do you know that? I don't know. Everyone knows that. Nobody knows that.
Yeah, I don't know.
You just have a really good memory.
I just remember random stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, no, definitely you. What do you do? I think this means as, like, a job.
As a job?
I think. It just said, what do you do?
I would take that as, what is your occupation?
That was my assumption, too. Yes.
So, I'm an accountant. Mm-hmm. Super fun and exciting. and no, I won't give you tax advice because I have nothing to do with taxes.
Yeah, he's always like, I'm not that type of accountant.
No. Yeah. So, very fun.
Yeah. I teach high school mostly English.
Hence the Shakespeare.
Mm. I do a lot of high school English and a lot of... Well, now, this coming year, I'm doing some options. Like, I'm teaching... I work with senior high music, film studies, and drama, and creative writing. And we run an Airbnb together.
Yes. and you do most of the work for that as well.
I'm just way more organized than you are.
Yes, I help with the website of things a little bit. Yeah, and,
all the tech stuff.
And you are the hostess with the mostess.
Yeah, favorite ride.
At Disneyland or
favorite ride
in general?
Both. Tell me both.
So, my favorite ride that I've ever been on actually doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Dueling Dragons back in the day at Universal Studios Islands of Adventure in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
This was long before even the thought of Harry Potter land was even, like...
Because we're old.
Maybe there was a couple of the books out then. Mm-hmm. Like, it was not a thing. They actually had two hanging coasters that would be launched at the same time, and you'd run, like, look like you're running into each other and stuff like that, and they eventually stopped launching them at the same time because people would be dropping their cell phones and hitting other people. It was this whole thing. And then they eventually turned it into a Harry Potter ride. And now they've demolished it. And it's a different... They put a different ride in its place.
Altogether.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Disney ride?
Probably the Florida version that thankfully still exists, Tower of Terror.
Okay.
They had Tower of Terror in both California and Florida, but they were different.
Yes.
Similar, like same cut type of theming, and the story was the same, but the Florida one was a lot better.
Right, and now Disneyland has been completely, been reimagined.
It's the Guardians of the Galaxy themed. Same ride, but different theme. Yeah, that one, and I like some of the, like, Pirates, of course, is a classic.
Mine, I have a three-way tie. But they're all Disney. Pirates, of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Haunted Mansion.
Uh-huh.
And Splash Mountain.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did say you love Splash Mountain. Hopefully, they're retaining the ride portion of it, so hopefully the theming is good.
I hope so. I'm optimistic. My only thing is I really, really want to ride it one more time before the retheming. I don't know that we're going to get to do that, but we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, they haven't made any further announcements about it. I think just announcing that they were going to do it took some heat off of that. Mm-hmm. So maybe they're not in a super duper rush.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll do it. I think they just, we're looking at some smaller items first, like Jungle Cruise and things like that.
No thrill rides, eh?
Splash Mountain is a thrill ride.
I guess it has a thrilling moment. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's totally a thrill ride. It's one of the mountains.
Yeah.
Why do you like Disney? That's a deep question.
That is a deep question.
Go back and listen to our first episode. We talk about that a fair bit, actually.
Yeah. It's just the era that we grew up in. It was a big part of most childhoods. And I also like cinema in general. And, and Disney's a big part of that.
Yeah. Disney owns probably especially the two best cinema right now items right now.
Like... Especially now, like when you add Star Wars and Marvel in there,
how do you not?
Yeah, exactly.
I've always loved storytelling, and a lot of people condemn Disney for things like unrealistic expectations. I never really did any of that. I find storytelling is like a removal from that kind of thing. I like having emotional responses to stories, and like you said, when did we grow up? We had the height of all of these things. So, and I really appreciate movies and it just, of course I do. And theming and that immersion in there. Are you ever too old for Disney?
I don't think so.
Never.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
How would you get too old? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I ended that one because that was an easy one.
Yeah. Okay.
Nope. There was one question we got that we mentioned last time, and it was quite a good question.
Yeah.
Do you
want to tease that?
I do. So this was from our friends at Disney Assembled. They said, why don't you design a Disney park in Canada? But here's the thing. I don't want to just do this right now. Next week, we're going to talk about some lands and things like that in Disney, just as very briefly. And then I want to spend a chunk of time designing a Disney park with
you. It deserves more time than a quick little snippet at the end of an episode. So yes, we're gonna answer that next week.
Absolutely. So we're gonna plan.
Probably involve some poutine.
Almost certainly. If you have any ideas for a cool Canadian-themed Disney park, make sure you message us on social media, or if you have other questions for us that you want us to throw in there. I kind of saved up a few weeks' worth to do all right now. So.
Yeah, that was a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. You could have maybe spread those out, but that's okay. We got them. We got through them.
Or, of course, you can also just say hi.
Yeah.
We're good with that, too. So that's our show. Thanks to El Mule, who's responsible for our awesome custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, and you can also find us on social media. Instagram at DisneyA.podcast, Facebook at DisneyA, and Twitter at DisneyAPodcast. We'd love to hear from you. You can find DisneyA episodes on your favorite streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, among others. We'll also start putting our podcast episodes up on YouTube.
No video yet, but...
But very soon.
Not yet.
We mentioned we just watched Hamilton again. Please review our podcast and subscribe, especially if you want to give us 5 stars. That'd be awesome. If you know someone who might like DisneyA, please recommend it to them. You can also listen to DisneyA episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radio. You can hear us Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3:30 Eastern Time. You can listen to Magic of the Mouse Radio on Live 365, MyTuner Radio, Radio Garden, and other radio station apps. Also, listen to the sounds and music of Disneyland on Magic of the Mouse Radio. So, if you, like us, are living vicariously, there you go. Join us next week. We're going to continue being judgmental. Yeah, we're good at that.
Yeah, I am good at that.
Yeah. But this time, we're judging and ranking the Disneyland lands. Yeah. So, we're gonna put them in order.
Oh.
Each of us are.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we're going to...
So there's going to be one right order and then your order.
Oh, nope. That's just nope. And we're going to be imagining this Canada Disney park.
Yes.
Yeah. So let us know your favorite, your least favorite, why Brandon's wrong, whatever. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Till that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A... Speaking of, we have a purring cat here between us. He's a hairy baby.
He's a hairy baby.